As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congratulations, you're winning a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle June 21st and 22nd on Pennsylvania Avenue. Enjoy 2 days of barbecue and family fun with DC's best bands. It's going to be a great event. Pepsi Lays, Art to Go-Go, and summer grilling stages. Metro and shared ride accessible. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Got the Nats playing the Cubs. Huge series tonight. Excited about that. We're live in our Half Street studios just a few blocks from Nats Park. I'll be going over to the game tonight at the post game when it's all said and done. I wish it was not a Trevor Williams game. I'd like to kick off the series with Mackenzie Gore on the hill.
Be nice.
But alas, the calendar's the calendar. He doesn't pitch till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Beltway Blitz. Let's get things started. We start off on the gridiron with our pal, Slasherini. Chris Russell, what the heck are you doing in the neighborhood, bud?
It's a beautiful day. Good baseball game coming up. So I came on down to celebrate the Nationals' biggest series since the World Series. And I figured I'd stop by and say hello to my friends.
I've noticed a little something lately. There is a Reenie Nats Twitter thing happening here of late that is very new that I like a lot. Are you in on this?
What do you mean?
I wouldn't say very new. I've been positive about the Nats.
No, I don't mean positive. But that
just very into the Nats?
You are, the last week, you're live tweeting at bats and games.
They're finally relevant again.
But, I mean, I didn't know you were in on the Nats.
I love the Nationals.
I mean, love as much as you love the Mets or no?
What do you love more?
Well, I love the Nats.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here in the Navy Yard.
You are.
It's true.
One of those two teams can win the World Series this year. Who are you picking?
It's not the Nats.
You would want it to be the Mets.
I didn't say I would want it to be.
That's what I'm asking.
I said realistically, it's the Nats. Well, it's the Mets.
The standings would tell you that. Yeah. Who would you rather win
the
World
the Nationals,
Series?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd your voice go up? I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah, it's good for business.
Well, that's true.
Any hoodles. Commanders is why you're here to talk on our Beltway Blitz. Fortuitous that you just happened to be walking by the studio today.
Me and Bilal.
What are your Commander storylines that you care about right now?
Besides obviously staying healthy and avoiding all injury, I was thinking about this. The Terry McLaurin thing I am not worried about, but the question for me, guys, comes, is this just a 3-year extension? Is this a 4-year extension? Does Terry want $34 million a year and the team only wants to pay him $30 million a year? So where are we at in terms of the numbers? Because if you think about it, right, the last contract extension he got was what, for 3 years, if I remember correctly, and about $71
million? Yeah.
Right? That was when he was what, 27? Now he's 30. And the extension doesn't really kick in until 31. So if Terry wants a 4-year extension, and if he wants $34, $35 million a year, is that a number that the Commanders are going to easily give in to? I don't think they easily give in to that, But I think they eventually get it done.
By the way, guys, he got 68 mil over 3 years, which was 22 per, you know, in change, I guess it was. But I bring this up only to say that he was not coming off of the career year last time.
No, now, and he is now. And
this
that's,
is a way yes. worse time to negotiate Correct. With him in terms of the team.
Well, that's why I was kind of thinking about this, right? Because if you're Terry and his agent, aren't you asking for the last big bag of cash that you're likely going to get? And I mean significantly
totally.
Last
You'd
big
say
bag
so,
of
right?
cash. So is it going to be as easy as it was ultimately? Remember they got that deal done like right around July 4th, somewhere in that range, July 2nd?
After other guys signed too, and yeah. I thought they were kind of dropping the ball, but they were fine.
Yeah. But doesn't it feel like there's never been a more likely
yes.
extension
of course.
Than this guy who does everything right?
Of course.
And seems to not, I mean, not that being about the money is anything other than a, that's part of professionalism. It's your value. I'm not making, it's not a pejorative that you want money. But him and then the Commanders who are like Commander tag, Commander way, he's a Commander. I mean, you can't say that every time you draft a guy and then not pay Terry McLaurin. Who's more a Commander than that guy?
I agree.
So it just got to work itself out.
I agree. And I think it will. I want to be clear. I'm just a little concerned. I was not concerned at all last time, even though the Rivera-Marty party thing, I was not concerned at all last time. I am a little bit concerned this time.
Interesting. I was concerned last time. So maybe that, you know, the fact that even those guys pulled it off made me feel like this is more secure this time. Take it however you want it. What's the gap between Philadelphia and Washington?
I don't think the gap is as big as it seems that others think it is. I made this point on Twitter yesterday, and a lot of people seem to agree. They were down 11 driving at midfield when Austin Ekeler fumbles, and that's their third turnover of a four-turnover throw-up fest in the NFC Championship. If they score there, maybe it's a field goal and they're down 8, but one score. Maybe it's a touchdown and a two-point conversion, they're down 3. Maybe it's just a regular touchdown and they're down 4. At the turn of the fourth quarter, that to me doesn't suggest NFC Championship game on the road that the gap is like Philadelphia up here and Washington way down here. Philadelphia is clearly better. There's nobody denying that. But I just don't think the gap is as big as everybody or as some people want to make it out to be.
All right, last one.
Based on the final score of the NFC Championship.
Commanders kicking off the Beltway Blitz. Chris Russell with us here in studio. I want to revisit Trey Hendrickson. He's still angry. He's saying he'll hold out and miss half the season if he needs to. He is mad. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't they pick up the phone again?
They should absolutely pick up the phone. But I would say this, considering that they've already traded their, second and fourth round picks next year, I would personally, at this point, not be willing to pay a first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson because I know it's a lost cause in Cincinnati, or at least I strongly feel it is. I would have to say, listen, we're going to do this deal. We're going to do it more on my terms than your terms. You've already proven that you don't want to pay him what he thinks he's worth. Here's my fear. I know you guys have talked about this. I've talked about this. My fear is because of what Myles Garrett got about $40 million per year, that Trey Hendrickson feels his value is now $37, $38 million, as opposed to what I thought it was when this all started, which was about $30 million. That's my fear.
It was probably going to be a little over 30, but you're right. I mean, it's only gone up with the new extension.
But I think it's probably significantly gone up.
I think you're probably right. It's closer to in the 35 range, maybe.
Yeah, fair.
But all right, here would be the question, and I'll ask both of you this. Would you be willing to trade this coming draft's third-round pick, so that's 91 overall, and then the following year's second, let's say, to kind of keep doing the thing where you're always trading next
year's
pick.
Trade the future, because you don't have a second or a fourth
right.
that's going to Houston.
So I'm still keeping my 27th overall pick, my first-rounder, and then I don't pick again until the fifth round next year, and I've got four picks. So it's a pretty light draft for the time being. But it's a third this year, a second the year after, and then I'm paying Hendrickson a ton of money. You in on that?
I'm doing that, yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
I would reluctantly do it, especially, again, if the number is closer to 40 per year.
Let's talk some hockey on the Beltway Blitz. Wanted to get Sammy Silber on, our buddy who covers the Capitals, for the hockey news, because there's been some weird Alex Ovechkin stuff going on, Sammy. We had the marketing snafu, come see Ovi, his final season. Wait, never mind, that's not true. And then his wife did some interview, I believe it was in Russian, where she said one more year in the States, and then we're going back to Russia. Where are we with Ovechkin, and why does it seem that they're so hesitant to say this is his last year, which common sense tells us this is going to be his last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the situation, you look at the off season, and you look at certain publications, you know, news cycle is slow, and every little thing is picked apart and dissected for headlines, right? So I think that's really what got the ball rolling there. And I think, like, when it comes down to it, and yeah, like, there's an interview in Russian, but, like, you know, it's, we don't speak Russian. Like, the people at certain blogs, you know, citing this interview don't speak fluent Russian. So it's not a matter of, like, oh, she said this for sure. You know, things are taken out of context all the time. And I think, you know, yeah, you can sit there and say, you know, well, like, common sense tells us, you know, that it'll be like when that news, you know, will come from Ovi and will come from the organization when it's time. My sources have told me that there's no decision yet. I mean, Ovi made that perfectly clear when he did his exit interview with us, you know, that he hasn't really thought about yet. And I think he's got a, you know, has given already like over 20 years to this organization. And, you know, the thing that guy deserves is the right to say when he's done, when he feels he's done. So that's where we stand with that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if anybody's around, very few guys get to decide when it's time. Usually the team tells you no thank you, or the sport does, or whatever, but he's certainly earned that right. So what do you think ultimately happens here, Sammy? Because you said it does stand to reason. The circumstances sort of point to this would be the last year for Ovechkin and company. But what do you think?
Honestly, I mean, it depends on how he feels, right? I mean, I think if he comes back next year and he has a great season, the Caps are in good shape as contenders, and he's content with where his role is, and he feels he can still play, I mean, he'll play. He's said before, you know, he loves the game, he loves being around the guys, and as long as he loves doing that, he'll stick around for as long as, you know, his body allows him to. So I think, you know, we'll see where he lands and get that decision, you know, later on, not, you know, in a marketing email at the start of the summer. That's just not the way it's going to be announced.
Sammy, real quick one here, but I want to sneak this in. I could not believe that PLD didn't get more attention for the Selke. I think he had two top five place votes out of the dozens of votes that there were. Am I just being a homer, or was that crazy?
No, I expected a little bit more attention, I think. I can say, like, I vote on the awards, and, you know, I have to be objective as a reporter and pay attention to the whole league. And on my ballot, you know, I had to pick one, and I picked Alexei Protas because I thought, you know, with his role in the penalty kill and what he was able to do as a two-way player this season was huge. And it's no discredit to what PLD has done. He's been an absolute force, you know, going up against other teams' top lines. And I think, you know, he flies under the radar a little bit there because, you know, a lot of what he does doesn't necessarily show up on paper. And because of that, you know, maybe the attention's not all the way there, but he's absolutely, you know, a guy who deserves that Selke consideration. I mean, the way he's able to control the play, calm the tempo and play sound defensively against, you know, the McDavids and Suzuki's of the world is a sight to behold. So it was cool to see, you know, three Caps end up in what, the top 36. So pretty solid, but I expect he gets more votes going forward.
Sammy, thank you as always. Have a good week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
We'll see you soon. Hit that Nat sounder, Darius. My God, that's our pal, Bobby Blanco from the Bronx, Mass and Sports. Bobby, big series this week with the Cubbies coming to town. They're good. What does it all mean?
God, it's June. Let's go. I mean, Memorial Day is over. We're getting the heart of the baseball season. One of the best teams in the majors is coming into town for a three-game set. The Nats are on a heater as well. Let's see what this squad has. You know, I think there's no shame if the Nats drop 2 of 3 here against the Cubs because, like I said, they are one of the better teams in the majors. But, like, if they hang tough, maybe take 2 of 3. Assume it would be incredible. But, like, you know, this is a good litmus test to see how far this young Nationals team has come. Like I said, like, we're in June now. You know, the Cole brothers are gone. We're going to get into summer real soon. So we're in the meat of this thing. Let's see how the Nationals stand. I'm looking forward to seeing how the energy is from the guys tonight and from the fans. Hopefully Nats Park is kind of rocking over this next couple of nights.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun with maybe the best lineup in the NL in town. You just got a Dylan Cruz update from Davey Martinez minutes ago. What did he say?
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it's nothing bad. It's just he hasn't been able to do much. He's still trying to work out the strength in his side. He hasn't been able to swing a bat. He's not doing any baseball activity. Was looking for him in the clubhouse before the game early this afternoon. He wasn't around. That doesn't say too much. Maybe he was getting treatment or anything, but we couldn't get a direct update from Dylan. But Davey said, yeah, he hasn't really been doing too much, still building up strength in his side. So it does seem like we're a ways away from seeing Dylan Cruz back up in this lineup, which means, you know, we're going to see a lot more Robert Haskell and Dalen Lyle, which is, you know, not necessarily a bad thing, but you still would like to see Dylan get back sooner rather than later.
What's been different with Josh Bell lately?
I think he's getting his swing back, obviously. Like, he just looks more like, you know, if you think back to 2021 when he was early 2022 when he was swinging the bat really, really well for this club and got included in that Juan Soto trade. You know, the power's coming. I think the loft is just coming more naturally. Davey Martinez mentioned that they worked on a couple of things with him recently, trying to get him more upright in his stance, and that's allowed him to get the ball higher in the air on a more natural trajectory. So that's been working well for him a lot. And like I said, you know, Davey Martinez has been saying for a while, the weather's getting warmer. He always gets hot around this time of the year. Be patient with him. And the Nationals, to their credit, have been very patient with him, and they're starting to pay some dividends off of that patience. And hopefully Josh keeps it going because, you know, if he does produce like he has been in the past couple of days, this lineup is very completely different and can be a lot bigger threat, especially in the long ball range, and add more slugs. So that's been a good sign.
Bobby, C.J. Abrams for a couple of months was fantastic, maybe the best shortstop in the National League and on his way to an All-Star game. But he's doing the thing from last year again where he goes into one of these elongated ruts. Over his last 15 games, he's hitting 197. This isn't quite 2024 where he had the 2 months where he was like a bottom five player, but why is he so streaky and what's going on right now?
Yeah, Davey mentioned that today is unlike, you know, every player kind of goes through this. And for CJ specifically, it's really trying to shrink that time frame where he does get streaky. Because like you said, last year, at the end of last year, like those 2 months of where he was not hitting the ball well. And Davey mentioned, you know, he's got to wait for his pitches. He can't swing at everything, draw his walks, and stay up the middle of the field and go the other way. When CJ is going the other way and up the middle of the field, that's how you know he's seen the ball well and swinging a good bat, because his natural swing, he's easily going to pull the ball no matter what. But if he can't go the opposite way or stay up the middle, that's how you know he's maybe chasing a little too much and not being as patient as he should be up at the plate. So look for that over the next couple of days. See if he can draw some more walks. See if he can hit the ball the other way. And then hopefully CJ will kind of break out of this funk and this thing won't last as long as it has it previously.
Bobby, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Yeah, boys, thanks so much.
See you, brother.
That's Bobby Blanco's music, massinsports.com, and that there is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. We are taking you up to 6:15 because the Nats have pregame and then first pitch against the Cubs at 6:45. We'll get into a series preview. It's a huge series for Washington. You just heard Bobby say, real chance to prove that they're turning a corner. We'll talk to Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post about that coming up at 6. But you heard the question we posed to Chris Russell on the Blitz a couple of minutes ago. Should Washington be revisiting the Trey Hendrickson trade opportunity with him still at odds with Cincinnati right now? Let's get into that next on The Fan.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In 30 minutes at 5 o'clock, I don't know if this will be a new game on the show or not. Might be a one-time deal, but I want to play Who's Worse. I was smack dab in the middle of a public interaction between two people, and I think both are jackasses. But I'm going to give you...
Wasn't Ryan and I during the commercial a couple
no,
breaks ago?
No, it definitely was not.
Okay, because I don't want you bringing that one on air.
I would never say anything
Thank
about
you, very
you
much.
Guys.
Thank you.
And certainly not what we were talking about on air. That would not happen.
That's right. That's where I thought he was going. I'm like, that's...
Who's worse, though?
Okay.
I'm going to give you both people, and you're going to tell me who the bad guy is.
All right, ready?
Well,
it's later.
That's
later.
At 5 o'clock.
I was all geared up.
Yeah. You got to wait 30 minutes.
Slow my roll on that one.
It's time to talk Trey Hendrickson, Danny. The Commanders need to get back on the horn. Tell me why I'm wrong here. He is still angry. He still doesn't want to be a Cincinnati Bengal. He is saying things like, I won't play for you. Still, this moment, right now, as they're on the practice field this week for OTAs, he is saying he will sit out for as long as he can into the season and then probably come back and report so that he can still accrue the year. He's threatened to sit out the entire year. He wants nothing to do with playing for the Bengals. It's gotten personal. He has name-checked the head coach, saying that he was lied to by members of the staff. He hates the Bengals organization. Now, it might be that you could say, well, money's going to heal this. See Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett put out the big statement, I want to be traded. I don't want to be here anymore. But that was never personal. I don't think he disliked members of the staff or even the front office. He was not at odds with the Browns as much as he wanted to be paid. They hadn't paid him yet. He put out a statement. I thought that was leverage. And as soon as they were willing to pay him, funny, he no longer... is prioritizing winning a Super Bowl.
My mind got changed.
This feels different than that.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like a guy in an organization that screws up player negotiations all the time, screws up relationships with players all the time. Constantly, we have guys, whether it was Jamar Chase last year or T. Higgins, and understandably those guys have been paid, but because of that, it's less likely that Hendrickson on the other side of the ball will because Joe Burrow makes a lot of money. I think this is a... lame duck season. I think he's going into a year where he knows it and they know it. They're not going to get a deal done. It's over at the end of this year, and he doesn't want to do that. So there's an actual possibility where you could trade for him, and Washington should be the team that is making the most phone calls, showing the most desperation right now.
So remember, you're dealing with an irrational actor in Cincinnati. So, but that shouldn't change Washington's end of it. And here's what I mean. They're not going to do the predictable thing. Like conventional wisdom back in the day when you were, for example, here in Washington, when Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder were in charge and you had a fight with Trent Williams, whether you thought you were right or not, you should probably fix it with Trent Williams. You know what I mean? Like, what's the upside? What's the incentive of getting into a contest with him and then trading him away for next to nothing and have him be an all-pro somewhere else? There was no upside there. Cincinnati operates in a similar way, less malicious up at the top, but it's more buffoonery. It's more, they're not going to do the right thing. It's more, this is how we run things, while the player is out there going, I hate your guts. I don't want to be here. You guys have screwed this up. Get rid, like, let me move on. They may not do the right thing here. They may just refuse. They may just play hardball. Who knows? That shouldn't change Washington's end of it, though. Or any team, frankly. Detroit should be calling. Philly should be calling. Anybody that's got a need that this dude could fill, that's got a Super Bowl window, 100% they should be in bothering Cincinnati about Trey Hendrickson.
17 and a half sacks last season led the NFL. The year before that, 17 and a half sacks again.
Is there consistency there at all?
He has had 13 and a half or more in 4 or 5 years. That is high-end Ryan Kerrigan production. Like, Kerrigan's best year ever is the floor for what Trey Hendrickson has done in 4 of the last 5 years. And I bring up Kerrigan not only because it's a fun little comp. I mean, they're similar type players.
We're the same jersey number.
Wearing one, number 91. High motor guys, I would say, coming off the edge.
Just gym rats.
Toby. Right, exactly. But no, I mean, you have not had a pass rusher better than Kerrigan over the last 10 or 12 years, 15 years, whatever it is. Hasn't happened. He's the best you've had. His ceiling, in terms of sack totals, pressures, hits on the quarterback, is Trey Hendrickson's floor. Kerrigan was really good. Kerrigan was never elite. Kerrigan was never a DPOY. Like, he had a 24 hit on the quarterback season one time, and otherwise never had 20 hits on the quarterback. And I'm not trying to knock Ryan Kerrigan, but 24 has been the floor of hits on the quarterback for Trey Hendrickson over the last 5 seasons in a row. This guy would be your best pass rusher in decades. It is very, very rare that you can get an elite football player. I'm not talking about a good one like Terry McLaurin. We've had some of those guys coming through D.C. I don't want Terry to catch shrapnel here. He's a really good player. I'm talking about an all-pro last year. I'm talking about a runner-up for player of the year on the defensive side, the equivalent of MVP. You got one on offense in Jaden Daniels now, it looks like. Go get one on defense. Having good players is a great thing. You've got some in Frankie Louvu in your linebacking core, Bobby Wagner in your linebacking core. When it's 72 and sunny, Deron Payne, but an 11.5 sack season as a D-tackle. Hasn't done anything near that in the 2 years since. If it works out with Marshawn Lattimore, and Adam Peters is right, he's a really good player. You got a bunch of those guys. Hopefully, Sandra Still is going to become that type of player. It looks like he's on that trajectory. There's no DPOY type on this team defensively. There isn't. There hasn't been in years. They haven't had a player, forget defensive player of the year, be an all-pro defensively since Darryl Green in the early 90s when your boy was, chasing my dad around the kitchen and asking him to put on Power Rangers. Go get one. He's right there for the taking. He doesn't want to be in Cincinnati. They're willing to deal him. It's going to happen inevitably. Be the team harassing them on the phone. Every single time, whichever member of the Brown family is looking at their phone, because they're all, everyone's last name is the same. It's a big family operation, and it's embarrassing, and they do a terrible job, and they have for a long time. I guess that's the Bengals, right? That's Trey Hendrickson.
That's them, yeah, yeah.
And that's who's paying.
That's who we're dealing with here.
It's the Browns. Those people, every time they answer their phones, Danny, I need them to go, oh, my God.
Another notification.
Adam Peters again. Are you kidding me?
This one's from Lance Newmark.
They need to be tired of seeing 703 on their cell phone. I want Adam Peters' name on the cell phone of Katie, whatever the daughter's name is.
Yeah, what's her name? Katie, is it not Katie Brown?
I've seen her on Hard Knocks a bunch, like 3 different seasons. I need her to have don't answer as Adam Peters' name in her cell phone because she's so annoyed by him. Make it happen.
So I'm going to do my best to come up with arguments against, okay?
Because before you do that, are you suggesting you agree with me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, there is a walkaway point. There's a point because Cincinnati might, again, they're irrational. They might ask for too much. They might be ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't give them two ones or one
something
and a two,
crazy,
or,
right?
Yeah.
And there may be a contract demand that's too much. So the arguments against are this is a 30-year-old player who's, you know, entering, you would think, the downslide of his career. Argument two is at some point you have to stop mortgaging the future. Now, I don't know. I don't think you're at that point yet, but just bear with me. At some point, you've got to stop getting rid of future picks. You owe Houston for next year. You've paid it down. Second round pick and a fourth round pick in the 2026 draft for your new left tackle. I'll make that trade every time, by the way, please and thank you. But at some point, you've got to have more of your own homegrown. You're going to need all of the cap money to pay Jaden Daniels, and you need to start building the way Philadelphia, Kansas City, these elite programs do, where you have your own talent that's coming up through the ranks to take the place. The guy turns from an okay player to a good player to a stalwart for you, maybe even a star. So right now you don't have much in that regard. Your second round pick from last year, Ben Sinnott, is now behind on the depth chart to a guy that was almost out of football in Zach Ertz a couple of seasons ago. So at some point you need to have reinforcements happen. You've got to keep investing and find your own draft picks for cost-effective talent buttress to make this thing work for more than just one flare-up. So at some point, you have to do that. So here's my counter to those counters. I don't think you're there yet. There's going to be a year, probably 2 years from now.
Are you arguing with yourself right now?
Yeah, I'm basically saying, I'm talking about the counter arguments. There's going to be a time, eventually, where you go, you know what? We can no longer trade away draft picks. We have to start harvesting them. We have to start getting rid of some guys, making tough decisions too early, and adding picks because we have to supplement because our quarterback makes $80 million a year.
So
you're not there now.
Twofold on that, other than that you're not there now, which I agree with. Number one, I would just say that you got to take advantage of the Jaden Daniels not making money window that is right here and right now. This is the time you're able to pay guys like Hendrickson $35 million a year. Because when he makes the money, it gets really hard. Kiss a $35 million edge rusher goodbye at that point in time. That's number one. And number two, I want to go back to your first point. He's 30 years old thing. Yes, he is. So is T.J. Watt. Do you think T.J. Watt's about to slow down all of a sudden? I don't. I mean, look at pass rushers. Pass rushers don't age badly. That is a position where you produce deep into your 30s. You know how many 10-plus sack? I'm just using 10 because it's the round number, double digits, whatever, respectable. But there are many seasons a lot better than 10. But do you know how many 10-sack seasons Bruce Smith had after he turned 30 years old?
I don't.
Six. Mm. Actually, in his case, it was seven. You know how many Reggie White had after he turned 30 years old? Six. You go, oh, those guys are old, different era. Okay, fine. How many 10-sack seasons did Julius Peppers have after he turned 30 years old? Five. He had 11, 11 and a half, 10 and a half. He had an 11-sack season at 37 years old, just like Reggie White, just like Bruce Smith. This is not a position where all of a sudden at 34 you can't do it anymore because there's some smarts to it. There's some acumen to it. You're setting guys up play by play. Do you lose a little twitch, a little wiggle, a little juice, maybe some speed, some bend? Sure, that's not really his game. He's strength, he's moves, he's there's some twitch, I'm sure, with him, but it's more Kerrigan than it is Junior Gallette, to use Washington parlance, over the years. So I don't worry about his age as a detriment. There's 4 or 5 years of runway out in front of him where he's still going to be really good. Is he going to have 17 and a half sacks and 27 hits on the quarterback next year? Maybe not. But he's going to have 14. He's going to have the best pressure rate on your defense. You go from a very average defense on paper that has a chance to be not very good to a legitimate defense like that. That's what one superstar does at that position. One elite defensive pass rusher is a ripple effect position. It helps everyone else on the D-line because you're taking attention away from them. It helps every player in your secondary because there's less obligation to cover because I'm getting home quicker. You can make the case other than quarterback. There's not a single position where you affect more things around you. So the question I have for you guys is, why shouldn't they be on the phone right now trying to make fetch happen with Trey Hendrickson? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trey Hendrickson is still unhappy with his lack of a contract in Cincinnati, and he is threatening to hold out for the duration of the year if that's what it takes. He wants out of the Bengals operation. I want the Commanders to be on the phone today and every day until he's with Washington, and I'm willing to give up draft picks to make it happen. They don't have a whole lot for this coming season. That's the rub, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah, they're missing their second and their fourth. That's going to Houston, and the Laremy Tunsil will do.
Which means when you give up a 3 this year, hypothetically, in a trade for Trey Hendrickson, now you have a first-round pick and then a 5th, a 6th, and a 7th. You're missing your 2, your 3, and your 4, and you got a 4-pick haul for the 2025 season. But what's our philosophy around here? Bleep them picks, right? Print out the shirts.
For now, it is. Yeah,
Adam Peters.
That's what it's been.
He can say what he wants. He's a bleep them picks guy.
Yeah.
We know that about him.
Adam Snead over there?
Exactly. Adam McVay.
Yeah, Les Peters.
So let's give up a 3 this year and a 2 last year. Say it with me, Danny. Bleep them picks.
Bleep them?
Trey Hendrickson, $35 million. Come on down.
Again, at some point, that has to stop. But I don't think you're there. Right? I mean, I'm trying to think because there's. I see the mentions. I see the people go, they can't handle this idea. I, for now, am in the... Oh my God, we've got one. This is why I shouldn't be an executive. But we have the thing that I have coveted and wanted for my entire life. Since Joe Theismann broke his leg, I've been searching for this one thing. He's here, we have it. I don't have a sound plan anymore. Let's take our time and be judicious. Nope. All in right now. Go big. The point is the parade.
It has to stop when you pay Jaden Daniels, and now the draft picks all of a sudden mean a lot more because money gets a little bit tighter and you need a lot of guys on lesser contracts to win. Let's go to Zeke, who's in Southeast D.C. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? Another show.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, yeah, if it was me, man, I would give up any pick they asked for. First of all, we've had 20 first-round picks over the last 20 years. How many of them are all pros?
Well, in fairness, Adam Peters didn't make those picks, and hopefully this is a better front office. But
not Manning.
Your point is that it's a crapshoot. So I get it.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot. Well, why go with a crapshoot? You remember the saying, a bird in the hand is worth what? More than two in the bush? I would give up my first next year and the second or third the following year. This guy is all-pro material. He's going to solidify our defense where we'll be one of the top defenses and make everybody on defense better. So I don't know. It's a no-brainer to me.
Hey,
let's
Zeke.
Let's go get this guy.
Hey, Zeke.
Yes.
Say it with me. Bleep them picks.
Bleep them picks.
There you go.
He's good at it. That was good.
He was
I believed
good
him.
He's probably wearing the bleep them picks t-shirt
right now. He
didn't
want those picks at all.
I got a buddy whose wife is interested in a house.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And so they go over and they look at this house this weekend, right? And they go over there and it's their dream house. They used to, when their kid was very small, they used to walk their kid in a stroller around this pond. And this house backs right up to this pond. And it doesn't really feel like it's a house in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
It feels like it's in the country. And they would always walk by with a very small baby, their first child. It's now about 6 years old or something like that. And they would walk by this house in a stroller. And the baby's in the stroller, and they would say, that's the dream house. That's the one right there. And then for the first time in 6 years, this guy and his wife, they went to this pond to look for turtles with their now little boy, who's younger than this baby in the stroller was. And long, long story here, but the point is, Danny, that house was for sale. It was the first day that it was on the market. The last time they went to this pond this weekend, and the wife was like, this could be serendipitous. We've got to do some due diligence here. Right? And as it turned out, they go and they look, and interest rates are about 7%, roughly, trying to buy a house right
now.
And so,
it's a very specific example.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, this is a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical. Yeah. Speaking, okay. Yeah.
And so the point is, the guy kept saying that his wife, my buddy, we can't afford this house.
We can't.
We just can't do it. And they're like, what if interest rates were a little less? What if you put more down on the house? And they just, you know, they kept kind of going through all the rigors, and it just became very obvious that they're nowhere near being able to afford this house.
Okay.
And so they're not going to get the house.
Okay.
So you're wondering, what does that have to do with the Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, tie me back here.
Yeah. So here's what's happening.
Yeah.
They're sitting there, and the way my buddy told me, I wasn't there, but the details were
This is secondhand.
Right. The wife said
very
something
specifically
like,
secondhand.
I can't believe it costs, you know, that a mortgage would be $6,400 for this house. And I'm going, but the house, I mean, the guy. The buddy of mine.
This guy said.
Yeah, he said, sorry. The buddy said, yeah, but the house has everything. It's everything you'd ever want. If you want it, you got to pay a lot of money for it.
Yep.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I want a superstar defensive player, but you don't want to pay him $35 million a year. I want a guy who gets to the quarterback 15 times. But you don't want to give up a third and second round pick to do it. Go get a great football player. Do you like great football players?
Yes.
It costs money.
Yes.
It costs money. I want the best seat at Nats Park tonight. I want to have a great view of the Nats and the Cubs from the Terra Club.
Does it cost?
It costs money.
Mm-hmm.
John's in the greatest county that's ever existed, King George County, home of the Foxes.
Hey, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I would say no on the Hendrickson, right? I would.
Legion
of Boom.
Who wants 17
sacks? You look at the
sacks.
Legion of Boom, man, and how he felt it out there in Seattle. It was, you know, from the back end.
Yeah.
I mean, who was their top pass rusher in Seattle back then? What was it? Bennett, maybe?
Michael Bennett? That was probably post-Boom.
I'm trying to actually don't remember.
Chris Clemens. Had like double-digit sacks
right. Well,
one of those
years. But that's my point. I mean, nobody that didn't really stand out with that defense. It was built in the back end. They had the solid stop the run. You had the linebackers. I mean, Hendrickson, what, I've known his name for maybe two or three seasons. That, you know, before that, you don't know who the guy is.
Well,
I mean,
respectfully, sir, that sounds like a you issue. Trey Hendrickson didn't just show up 2 years ago. I mean, he's been a pretty good football player.
13.5, 14. Yes, there was a dip where he had eight. Then 2 straight years at 17.5.
He's had a 5-year run as one of the top three pass rushers in the sport. 5 years. That's a pretty good runway there.
And it's not just one of those spikes in quarterback sacks where the rest of the numbers don't fit. It fits. You look at quarterback hits, you look at pressures, you look at tackles for loss. AK, they're asking him, get up the football field and cause havoc. He does that. He does that as good as anybody.
I actually think his argument, which was when Dan Quinn built the Legion of Boom as the D coordinator in Seattle, they didn't have great pass rushers, is reasonable enough if you want to have an elite secondary. You're just not going to be able to replicate that ever again. Those corners committed penalties on every single play, every single yard all the way down the field. Brandon Browner and Richard Sherman. Remember that group?
Of course,
they would just tug on jerseys and beat people up and tackle them. And
yeah, it was Maxwell, Browner, and Thomas at
just
safety.
A different time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just a different era, kind of. You can't touch anyone now. But also, if they're trying to build it up through the secondary, they got a kind of funny way of showing it so far.
Right. They have new people, but do they have stars?
It doesn't really seem like the philosophy, I wouldn't say, at this point. But if Lattimore's really good, it would certainly help. Barry Svrluga, an hour and 5 minutes from now on the Nats and the Cubs before their big first game of a 3-game series at Nats Park tonight. Next, two people, public setting. I watched an interaction. They both stunk. I want to know who Danny thinks is worse. This is The Fan.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.